One Man's Family, brought to you by the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Fleischmann's Yeast. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today we present Chapter 12, Book 64, entitled Conclusion of a Treasure Hunt. Well, naturally, you'll be interested to know what Cousin Jediah said to Mother Barber, and what that good lady said to him. And I suppose there's a modicum of interest in what fell into the possession of Dan Murray, Jack, and Nicholas Lacey when they dug up the old trunk in the Chinese cemetery. And you will know in good time. But all that took place in San Francisco, and just at the moment, we're in a jungle hideaway on the edge of the African Gold Coast capital of Accra. There was an attempt to dynamite Paul Barber and Nicolette Moore into eternity. But it didn't succeed. It was pure chance. Nicolette was hurt. Paul was hurt worse.
How badly?
Please, not yet.
I want to know. How badly am I hurt?
The doctor has just gone away. He says it all depends on the bump on the back of the head and the pressure on your lower spine.
Spine?
You see, you are making something of what may be nothing.
Spine?
He is reducing the swelling. Then he can tell. It is his opinion that it is only a severe bruise. It is the bump on your head for which he has real worry.
Oh. How long have I been out?
Since yesterday evening when they dynamited the cottage. It is now almost 24 hours.
Did you say dynamite?
Yes. The Englishman tried to reach us and was shot there in the hotel garden. His wife did reach us, and that was when the cottage was blown up.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Well, how does it happen? Nicolette, you're all in bandages yourself.
Of course. Flying glass, splinters, lacerations and contusions, nothing more.
You sure?
Do not worry about me, my friend. The tragedy is the death of the young English port official. The death of the young girl, his wife.
Death? She was killed?
The explosion which only disabled us. Took her life.
The trail leading to Patricia Baldwin is getting to be a pretty bloody path, Nicolette.
Is it not so?
What was her name?
Mackay. Jessie Mackay. It is fortunate she was able to deliver her information.
That's right. She did give us her story. The fingerprints of the Patricia Baldwin who disembarked at Accra didn't match the fingerprints of the Patricia Baldwin who made the voyage from Accra to San Salvador.
Yes.
Proving that the real Patricia Baldwin never left Accra once she came ashore.
At least did not leave Accra by the ship on which she had passage.
And for that bit of information, one of our own men was killed in San Salvador Harbor.
And two more were killed at our doorstep here in Accra.
Which make you and me pretty hot prospects. But wait a minute. How does it happen? Nicolette, where are we? How did we get here? How does it happen they didn't finish the job when the dynamite...
Oh, but goodness, how your mind comes alive all of a sudden.
What is this place, anyway?
I do not know. All I know is that right on top of the dynamiting, you and I were picked up and placed under a pile of straw in an ox cart.
Ox cart?
Yes. You were unconscious. I was told to make no sound. We were driven out of the city to this place.
Then we're probably prisoners.
No. At least a person who seems to be in charge here told me that our enemies believed us dead.
Somebody is helping us?
It seems to be so. They brought a doctor for us. They have fed us and cared for us.
Have they asked any questions?
They seem to know already.
Queer. I wish there was some way of getting our information about Patricia Baldwin back to Francis Kirby in San Francisco.
Yes, it seems to be definite proof.
Just where are we?
In the jungle on the edge of Accra. That is all I am able to ascertain.
I wonder if I could get to a cable office.
No.
Well, I should give it a try.
You are not to lift your head off that pillow for a full 7 days.
That's absurd.
The doctor said...
The doctor's not in on this business.
The bump on the back of your head.
In 7 days, Patricia Baldwin could be washed out or buried so deep somewhere in Eastern Europe.
Is it going to help her for you to get on your feet and fall down dead?
I'm not going to fall. Who's that?
I don't know. I will see. Oh, it is you.
Barbour is conscious?
Yes. Please, come in.
Mm.
Paul, this is the one of whom I have told you. His name, he has not told me.
How do you feel?
Just great, naturally.
Yeah. Bad bump on your head. Might be a skull fracture.
I doubt it.
I do, too, now that I've seen you conscious. Doctor will be interested.
The doctor called in to take care of me?
Yes. That bruise on your spine might be the more serious after all.
That makes me feel just dandy.
Able to talk a little?
I think so. Give him a chair, Nicolai.
No. I'll stand. You sit down.
Yes.
The United States is doing a lot of talking about what they call a cold war. Cold war. Does it seem so cold to you two after last night?
Extreme cold and extreme heat. Who knows which is which when it first hits you?
I never thought of what Nicolette and I are doing is war.
No. What is war?
But I am not interested in participating in war. I hate the thought of one country being at another country's throat. That is why I am in the business I am in at the moment. To help eliminate the criminals, the unprincipled characters, the enemies of mankind who are warmongers, who are the perpetrators of international incidents, who stimulate hatred and bitterness and intolerance so that they may profit by it.
That is why you are in the business you are in at the moment, you say?
It is. I am not participating in a cold war or any other kind of a war except a war on the international gangster.
This business you are in, what is it?
I've just been...
More specifically, what are you working at? Whom are you working for?
I'd like to counter that with a question of my own.
Yeah?
Where is your interest?
I'm afraid you'll have to let my actions speak for my interest in your welfare.
I know you're doing us a service. Why?
That I'm not prepared to tell you.
I don't see how we can exchange confidence.
Let the matter lie where it is.
We have to remain here.
When Barbour is able to travel, we'll point you in the right direction.
So?
Point us in the right direction for what?
For the job you're sent to do.
If you know...
Of course I know. Bring back Patricia Baldwin. Bring her back alive.
The man has second sight, perhaps.
Bring back Patricia Baldwin alive. But why? Unless your nation wants the dubious pleasure of hanging her.
What?
No.
International politics.
International politics are dirty, yes, but they're not that dirty.
The surprise of the month, the surprise of the year, is the new Chase and Sanborn coffee. This improved blend is the flavor thrill of a lifetime, the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. So, taste it. Taste it now. If sister says it's out of this world, and your best friend assures you sincerely that it's the richest, most flavorful coffee money can buy today, you'll still have this big thrill coming. It's something new in your coffee cup, something new and exciting, a blending achievement that brings glorious flavor to a new pitch of satisfaction. The difference is amazing. There's more flavor to start with, and you get it at its best and its freshest, because it's vacuum-sealed at the moment of roasting perfection. That's where the new Chase and Sanborn thrill comes from. No other container in the world can give you freshly roasted flavor in such lavish abundance. So taste it. Now's the time to ask for improved Chase and Sanborn, the new coffee sensation. Out in Seacliff, Cousin Jediah is fast becoming a permanent fixture in the old family home. He has some very endearing qualities and some very irritating attributes. And if you can tell which predominates, you're a better man than Henry Barber.
You're a fine man, Hank.
Yeah.
A fine man. You know, Hank...
Cousin Jediah.
You speaking to me, Fanny?
I don't think Henry likes to be called Hank.
Yes, sir, you got yourself a fine man, Fanny.
But if you wouldn't call him Hank the way you do...
Just like the family men back in Bloomington, Illinois. Ezra Tinker's a fine man.
Yes, Jediah.
Luke Zutterbach's a fine man.
I'm sure he is.
Brad Easterbrook's a fine man.
Are you going to sit there and enumerate the entire male population of Bloomington, Illinois?
Now, Henry.
Jesse Monroe's a fine man.
It's utterly ridiculous. It's getting so we sit here of an afternoon and listen to him add up names and places like a column of figures.
Ira Stevens a fine man. Did I ever tell you about Ira Stevens?
Henry, don't scowl like that.
I'd like to read my paper.
Family man?
I'd like just a little peace and quiet.
Well, you could go up to my sewing room.
Had 13 children in 9 years.
I would, except he'd follow me up there.
Yes, sir. Had 13 children in 9 years.
What's that?
Ira Stevens?
Huh? What about him?
Family man?
Yeah.
Had 13 children in 9 years.
Impossible.
Yes, he did. 13 children in 9 years.
Twins?
Triplets.
Really?
Two sets of them. Yes, sir. Two sets of lame brain triplets in 2 years.
Oh, no.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Fanny. Had two sets of lame brain triplets in 2 years.
Poor Mrs. Stevens.
Why do you say that? Did she have to buy bread and milk for him?
Well, maybe not.
Did she have to buy beefsteaks for him?
But that's not all.
Did she have to buy ice cream cones for him? Takes a lot of them with ice cream cones to fill up 13 kids. You know that, Fanny?
I do indeed, Jediah.
You know that, Hank.
No.
You know that, Hank. Takes a lot of ice cream cones to fill up 13 lame brain kids.
Jediah, if you
doorbell.
I know it's the doorbell.
Sit still, Fanny. Sit still. I'll go answer the half-wit doorbell for you. I'll go answer it gladly.
Fanny, do you want him chasing out answering the door every time it rings?
Oh, why not, Henry? He seems to enjoy it.
People will think we're running a home for idiots.
Now, Henry, you know, I find him very entertaining. Why don't you relax and enjoy
it? I can't.
Oh, just because he calls you Hank?
That's the least of it. How long do you suppose he's going to stay here?
Well, he's no work at all. Keeps his room as neat as a pin.
He's been here a week already.
Have you said anything to him about the $200 he got under false pretense?
No.
Why not?
I've never been able to collect my thoughts and get the conversation veered around in that direction.
He does talk.
Talk? He's the talkingest man.
Hush. Here he comes.
Well, the doesn't love Claudia. Come along in the living room, Claudia.
Huh? Claudia?
No, Cousin Jediah. I'm Margaret.
Lucky what I found outside the door, Fanny. Your daughter, Claudia.
But I'm not Claudia.
Looks just like you, Fanny. Sit down, Claudia. Make yourself at home.
Haven't you got a lick of sense, man?
Henry.
That's not my daughter, Claudia.
Yeah, Claudia.
She's not Claudia. She's Hazel's daughter and Fanny's granddaughter. Her name's Margaret.
No.
Sure, I'm Margaret.
No.
And you still haven't met Hank and Pinky.
They're my twin brothers. They're older than I am.
And you haven't met Claudia's two girls, Joan and Penelope.
You sure you're not Claudia?
Oh, that's silly. I'm Margaret.
Well, you sure look like her.
Ridiculous.
Look just like I pictured her.
Well, you must remember that Claudia's a grown woman.
Claudia's a grown woman?
Yes. I think she's going to be over this afternoon to meet you.
Claudia's a grown woman?
That's what Fanny said, wasn't it?
No.
You seem to have the impression that our children are all still little folk.
Paul, 12?
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Hazel, 11?
Well, you saw my mother, so you know she's older than that.
Clifford and Claudia, 8?
That was a long time ago.
Jack, in her office.
For goodness sakes, Uncle Jack's a lawyer.
I'm afraid time has kind of passed you by, Jedi.
Yeah, Jack, in her office.
What ever gave you any such idea of my family?
I seen a picture.
Huh? A picture of my family?
I did for a fact. Fanny sent one to Aunt Ida, and she showed it to me.
Aunt Ida?
Well, that woman's been dead 30 years.
31.
But if she showed you a picture of
31 family, years next June.
Then the picture must have been taken at least 31 years ago.
She showed me the picture so I know exactly how everybody looked. Could have picked you all out anywhere.
After 31 years?
Anywhere. Sidewalks of New York.
But you called me Claudia.
Banks of the Wabash.
Here we go again.
Timbuktu and Tyratu.
Yes, today.
Carolina in the morning.
Jill.
Yes, sir. No, Jill, anywhere. North Pole, South Pole. Double. Sit right still, Claudia. Sit right still. I'll answer the half-wit doorbells around this house. Gladly.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Now, you mustn't say that, Margaret. He's a little eccentric, but he's a relative visiting here.
Eccentric? That's an understatement.
Well, he's enjoying himself tremendously, and it's up to us to help him.
Come right in. Come right in. Seems to be some kind of a mix-up, but come on anyway.
Hey, what is this? What's going on?
Fanny, this stylish young woman claims her name's Claudia.
Which it is.
Which I know it wasn't too right off the bat on account of there's Claudia sitting right there.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm Margaret.
Yes, Jediah. This is the Claudia you've been talking about.
No.
Hello, Cousin Jediah.
Claudia?
Honest and truly.
No.
If you don't believe me, ask my mother.
That's right, Jediah.
Imagine being related to a young girl as pretty as that.
Not that young.
A girl as young and pretty as her. How about that, Hank?
Jediah, if you just call me Henry, I could at least tolerate you.
That's mighty nice of you, Hank, mighty nice of you.
Otherwise, you're going to cause me to dislike you suddenly.
Henry, please.
Hey, Dad, aren't you getting a little rough?
Fine man. A good man. Reminds me of Ira Stevens. He was a fine father.
Well, we've heard all about Ira Stevens.
You did?
13 children in 9 years.
13 children in 9 years?
Triplets twice in 2 years.
You was there. You was there.
No, Jediah. You just finished telling us about them.
How do you like it in California, Cousin Jediah?
Fine, fine. Everything except the weather.
Oh?
Everything except the weather. Folks are kindly.
Mm-hmm.
Pacific Ocean's big.
Ooh, big?
Bigger than I expected.
It's gotta be big. Reaches from here clear over to China.
It does?
Sure it does.
No.
Well, we're glad you find the Pacific Ocean satisfactory.
Yeah, I like the folks, like the ocean, like the flowers. But what's the matter with your half-wit weather?
What is the matter?
Where's the rain?
Oh, that comes later.
Where's the frost?
We have little or no frost, I'm afraid.
Where's the zero weather?
No zero weather.
This is getting on towards Christmas.
Well, you know, Cousin Jediah, in California...
Getting on towards Christmas, and how are you going to have a white Christmas without snow?
San Francisco doesn't...
Answer me that. How are you going to have a white Christmas without snow?
You can't.
Of course you can't. How are you going to go sleigh riding without snow?
You can't.
Of course not. How are you going to build a lame-brained snowman without snow?
You can't.
I don't blame where you can.
Well, you ask.
I wasn't asking. The statements are facts.
Oh.
Facts. F-A-C-K-S. Facts.
Oh, telephone.
Sit down, Claudia. I'll answer it.
I'm Margaret.
All right, Claudia Margaret. You let me answer the telephone around here.
Claudia Margaret.
Now you've got my name and yours, too. What'll he call me?
Probably just point.
Hello.
Shh, listen.
Jediah X. Barber, Bloomington, Illinois speaking.
He's taken over the front door and now the telephone. Next thing, it'll be my wife and family, I expect.
That's right, Bloomington, Central Illinois. 30 miles from Peoria, 60 miles from Galesburg. Who is this I'm talking to on the other end of this dingo?
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Cousin Jediah. This is Hazel. Hazel. Yes, I want to talk to Mother, please. No, not Hank, to Mother. Who in heaven's name is Claudia Margaret? I'm afraid... What's that? All right, put Claudia Margaret on the phone. You've got my curiosity aroused. Yes, I'll wait.
Oh, Hazel?
Yes, Dan?
Can you come down to the garage a minute?
I'm on the telephone, Dan.
Oh, sorry. As soon as you finish, will you come down?
All right. Hello? Margaret, is that you? Well, what's this all about Claudia Margaret? Oh. Oh, that's it. Well, I called up to remind your grandmother and grandfather that they're expected over to dinner tomorrow night. Cousin Jediah? Oh, yes, I forgot about him. Oh, of course he's invited. Oh, they've already been invited, darling. This is just a reminder. Be sure you don't forget now. Thank you, darling. You better come home pretty soon. Bye. Yes? All right, darling. Bye. Claudia Margaret. Cousin Jediah's worth his weight in laughs. Did you say down in the garage, Dan?
Yes, please, Hazel.
Coming. Furnace right next door keeps the garage very comfortable. Oh, hello, Nicky.
Afternoon, Hazel.
What's going on down here? For goodness sake, Dan, what's that?
Just what it looks like.
Looks like an old-fashioned tin trunk that's been dug up.
Exactly what it is. Old-fashioned tin trunk that's just been dug up.
Dan, I don't understand.
Better sit down in this camp chair. It's a long story.
Dan,
it's all right, dear. Sit down. Relax. Nicky, you can have the running board. I'll sit on the tool bench.
Right. You're certainly making this mysterious.
Well, it's all been kept from you at your own request up till now.
Danny Frank's bequest?
Uh-huh.
That old trunk has something to do with it?
Has everything to do with it. Yeah, Jack and Paul should be here this afternoon, but Jack's tied up in Judge Hunter's office, and Paul's off on his own wild goose chase.
Well, how did you get in on this, Nicky?
Paul thought Jack and Daniel might need a third hand when he dropped out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still don't know any more than I did.
Well, here's what happened. Paul took that mess of knickknacks we found in Danny Frank's deposit box, which had been willed to you.
Uh-huh.
Included, as you remember, was a packet of old playing cards.
Yes.
After some close examination, Paul discovered that some of those cards had been split open.
You mean front and back separated?
It's a delicate job, but it can be done. The real trick is to paste them back together again so nothing shows.
Yeah. Well, when we split the cards open again, there was a message. I had a copy of...
Yeah, I have it here.
Oh, go ahead and read it, Nicky.
Yes. 7 strides southwest of Eucalyptus Stump in Chinese graveyard at Colma. $3 million are concealed in old trunk under Li Ying headstone.
Well, that's ridiculous.
On the face of it, it would seem so.
And yet there's the battered old tin trunk to prove the truth is stranger than fiction.
You mean you went to the Chinese cemetery and dug this trunk from under a headstone?
That was last night's business.
Oh, well, did you get permission? Does anyone know
now,
that you went...
It's all right, my dear. The trunk has been removed, the hole filled in, and the sod replaced.
Damn, digging in a graveyard at night. Supposing you've been caught. Suppose the children ever heard of this.
Look here, it's all over and done. No harm's come of it. No harm's likely to come.
I hate the whole thing. Every time that the Danny Frank's name's mentioned, something dangerous, something unsavory comes of it.
Well,
you know how I feel. You must know.
Yes, my dear. But we're at the end of the trail now. We've dug up the trunk. We've transported it here to the garage. We've tried it.
Wait a minute. Did that message say $3 million?
That's what it said.
Well?
Yes.
Quite.
What do you mean? You say you've opened the trunk. Is there or isn't there $3 million inside?
Here. Look for yourself.
Dan, what? What are all these?
Rubberized silk bags.
Beautiful work. Look at them. Not of the Orient, of course.
But the $3 million... Is the money inside the bags?
If you're thinking of crisp new $10 bills, no. If you're thinking of stuff that might be turned into $3 million...
Oh, undoubtedly $3 million. The chap who died on the commercial plane just before arriving in Los Angeles the other day. He had $80,000 worth of the ruddy stuff just in a little handbag.
Nicky, are you and Dan standing there telling me that that old trunk is loaded with illicit narcotics?
I'm afraid I am.
But why haven't you done something about it? Get it out of here. We could all be arrested. Didn't I tell you that Danny Frank...
Now, my dear, be sensible, please. As a matter of fact, Jack has taken the story to his boss, Judge Hunter, and we're waiting right now for the proper authorities.
Dan.
Afternoon. This is the Daniel Murray residence, isn't it?
That's right.
You, Mr. Murray?
I am.
This Mrs. Murray?
Yes.
Yes, I'm Mrs. Murray.
And this gentleman?
Nicholas Lacey.
He's our brother-in-law.
And the garage door was open a little. Thought it'd be all right to come right in. Here's my credentials.
Oh. Oh, yes.
This the trunk?
Yes.
Dug it up out in the Chinese cemetery at Coleman, according to the story.
That's right.
Busted it open, looks like.
Yes.
Could be $3 million. Could be. Open any of the sacks?
Do I say just that one on top there? Otherwise, we'd never have known.
That's the only one, huh?
That's all.
Positively.
Well, the wagon will be here presently to haul it away.
Good.
Might relieve you to know that none of this will reach the newspapers.
Can we depend on that?
We've been keeping Danny Frank's activities undercover for 10 years. No reason for it to break now. That is, if you keep still.
Will we?
I would. After all, there must be a law against digging in a graveyard at night.
Oh, you don't have to threaten me, mister. I know when I've had enough. Take that trunk and everything else that even reminds me of Danny Frank out of here. All we want to do is forget it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the best way. Least said, least harm done. But next time you get a yen to dig in a Chinese graveyard, call the proper authorities. Let them get the blisters on their hands.
family at this time of the year. We don't really want to know what's in our packages, but it's fun to guess.
Yes, yes, family. Give me a hint. Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Oh, a little bit of each, maybe.
A little leather, a little satin, and the metal clasp. You bought me a new evening bag.
Oh, now, that would be a fine thing for me to give you.
Well, one of us could use it. What kind of a store does it come from?
Oh, that would be a giveaway.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yes, it would.
No, Fanny, I can tell you 1,000 times that the new Chase and Sanborn comes from a grocery store, but that doesn't spoil the surprise when you taste it.
No, but you do know that you're getting coffee.
But you don't know how much better that coffee is, how much it's been improved. Even if I tell you that the new Chase and Sanborn is the richest, most flavorful coffee money can buy today, you still can't imagine how delicious it is.
It's amazing.
The vacuum pack keeps that surprise for you right up to the last second. You have to break the vacuum seal, open the vacuum pack, make the coffee, pour it in the cup, and then, after you've taken your first swallow...
Good.
Christmas is here. Come on, Fanny, let's open it.
What? Open your Christmas present?
No, my dear, no. Open the new Chase and Sanborn. I want to taste it.
That's the only way you'll ever know how much better Chase and Sanborn is now. It's a new coffee experience. Get this thrill of a lifetime. The new Chase and Sanborn is the most satisfying coffee you ever tasted. So taste it. Ask your grocer for improved Chase and Sanborn, the amazing new coffee sensation. You just heard Chapter 12, Book 64 of One Man's Family, written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Fleischmann's Yeast. Chapter 13, entitled, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," will come to you next week at this same hour. What are we having for dinner tonight? The family asks you that question all year long, and you're always thinking up flavorful answers. You can have variety in the breadbasket, too. It's a great help with your planning. The assortment of delicious buns and rolls, sweet or salty or plain, is almost endless. If you bake at home, use Fleischmann's yeast to make sure of really proud results every time. For 80 years, Fleischmann's yeast has been the leader, the vital, moving spirit of American home baking. Dependable, never-failing Fleischmann's brings the dough to life, glorifies all the other ingredients, transforms them into delicious food. You can trust Fleischmann's in all your baking. For fast-rising action, for lightness, even texture, and especially for praise-winning flavor. So, whether it's coffee cake for breakfast, Parker House rolls for dinner, or any other rolls, buns, or dessert breads, use Fleischmann's for results. Ask your grocer for Fleischmann's yeast every time you bake at home. Family comes to you from California.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.